Back to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Yeah, sometimes we like to give you a little taste of some of the other sporting things that go on in this country. The PBR, Professional Rodeo, a Bull Riders Association, is having an event at Madison Square Garden in January, a three-day event. Sean Willingham is going to join us. He is a 11-time World Finals qualify rider. He's from Somerville, Georgia. He has been... He made $1.3 million riding bulls, and he's got a really interesting background. Sean Willingham joining us on SB Nation Radio. How are you, sir?
Doing good. How are you today?
Good. All right. So I got to ask you this question. In terms of a bull, like when you grew up and you wanted, I'm assuming you wanted to get into rodeo, there's a lot of different rodeo events. What made you lean towards the bull riding aspect of it?
The bull riding was the most entertaining part of the rodeo world. At one point when I first started, it was just all the rodeo, and then the bull riding was last, and so they made a big deal about it when the bull riding started. Kind of got the crowd entertained a little more, and everybody was on their feet, and that's what entertained me more than any other sport that was there, was because they made a big deal out of it, and it's the most dangerous sport, the most dangerous part of the whole rodeo.
Yeah, it, unlike other sports where there is you kind of do your thing, like in football, and then you have people say, we would like to bring you on our team, so you need an outside agent that comes in and says, we'd like to hire you to do this. How does it work for a young bull rider? How do you get to be a pro? Does somebody have to sign you up, or do you just do it and keep competing until you are successful at it?
Yeah, it's just, we do it individual. We're individual contracts. Some of the guys have agents for sponsorship-wise opportunities. Mm-hmm. But to qualify to get to the top, you have to work your way through the minor league ranks. Everybody has to buy their card, so you pay your dues every year. And then you just enter these bull ridings, and you go up and down the road to these bull ridings trying to accumulate enough points to get in the top 35 in the world. And that's what we showcase every weekend on national television and get to go to our big events, the PBR Unleash the Beast Tour.
I've been to a number of PBR events. I used to live in Vegas, so I used to go whenever you guys would come to town there. I got to tell you, this thing, every time I go, I was amazed how popular it is and how packed the Thomas. I've been to the Thomas and Mack Center, for example, for a number of events that didn't fill up. The bull riding was not one of them. It packed that place. Have you seen this grow? Has it always been like that throughout your career?
Well, it's definitely grown throughout my career. I've been around, the PBR for 19 years, going on 20 now. And so it's definitely changed. The crowds are bigger and better. People are more aware of our sport and realize, this is a very interesting sport, and everybody loves watching bull riding. I mean, who don't like watching a 150-pound man take on a 2,000-pound beast,
right,
for 8 seconds. So it's definitely, I saw this sport grow tremendous, in my career. And it just keeps getting bigger and better. And, now we ride at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas for our World Finals. And, we're here in New York at the Madison Square Garden, one of the most historic building venues that there is in the whole United States.
Sean Willingham joining us. He is a professional bull rider. And again, they have an event coming up in January at Madison Square Garden in New York City. All right, Sean, one of the things I was talking about earlier is having been in radio my whole life, I have gotten to know timing, right? So I know how long 30 seconds is. If I get told I got 15 seconds, I know what I can do in those 15 seconds. Do you know how long 8 seconds is? In your brain, do you know how long 8 seconds is without timing it out?
I know exactly how long 8 seconds is in my brain. Sometimes we get our internal clocks is what we like to call it. Sometimes they get mixed up, and we work on a 6 or 7 second program, and that just don't cut it in the bull riding world. It has to be 8. So I try to train my brain to a 10 second clock. That way I know for sure, if I think 10 seconds, I for sure have been on there for 8.
Have you ever been on a bull where you were like, blow the whistle, blow? I know it's I've been on here longer than 8 seconds.
Hey, that's every time I get on the back of one. I'm like, man, where's that whistle? When's it going to blow?
Can I ask you a question about the bulls? Because, you know, you go to these events and the bulls have names. And so I'm assuming they have reputations, right? How do you know? Do you scout the bulls like you would scout, like players scout opponents?
Yeah, we do. The bulls are definitely region. We see a lot of the bulls throughout the year. Some of the same bulls, but they're always bringing new bulls in and out to try to throw us off guard. And, you know, it never fails. If you see a bull, you saw him 4 or 5 times throughout the year, he's done, you know, you're going to try to figure out what his pattern is going to be. And then so I try to set my mind to what he's going to do. The bull will go out there and do something totally different the next time. You can study them, but they'll change their mind up every second as well, because they go off of a feel. So if I'm trying to set a trap for one, I'm leaning more to the left because I think he's going left. He'll feel my weight to the left, and he'll jump out there and go right.
So there is a strategy here. I don't think a lot of people know. Some people just think you get on these bulls and you just hope for the best, but you are strategically placing weight throughout the ride to maximize the 8 seconds, right?
Yes, I'm constantly, you know, in that 8 second ride, there's so many different moves and counter moves that go through our brain to actually conquer the bull for 8 seconds, because they're changing it up every jump as well, you know, trying to get me off his back. So I have to change it up, you know, on my part to stay on his back throughout the 8 seconds, and constantly switching weight, you know, from left leg to right leg, sometimes down both legs. And then, other than that, it's just, you know, try to hold on throughout all of it.
In your now 20-year career riding bulls, I mean, the list of injuries that you've had that they gave to us, broken neck, dislocated hip, torn groin, I mean, the list is are you like a race car driver that you just keep going back, and that the best way to overcome those is just to get right back on the bull?
That is exactly right. You know, that's the way I was raised. I mean, you know, you battle through. I was aware of the injuries of the sport when I first started. So, you know, every bull rider that you see, we're all aware of the injuries, how bad they can be. And so we just fight through it and bounce back, you know, as quick and safely as possible when the doctors will let us. Some of the injuries I've had took me a little longer than others. You know, broken neck, I was only out 4 months with my pulled growing muscle surgery. With that, I was out a whole year. So it just varies on what you've injured, on how long you're going to be out. They say it's not if you get hurt, it's just when and how bad.
I do have to ask you, have you heard the story of Nickers, the 6'4" cow in Australia?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, you need to look that up, because as a bull rider, you would probably appreciate large steer animals. So I just wanted to make you aware there's a 6'4" cow that is roaming the plains in Australia that's apparently alive. So
6'4".
Yes, 6'4", towering over the rest of the herd in Australia.
Yeah,
so,
impressive.
So what do you...
6'4" cow in Australia.
6'4" cow in Australia. Yeah, exactly. Oh, what's going on in Madison Square Garden in January? What are you guys doing out in New York?
The PBR, the Unleash the Beast Tour, our first stop of the 2019 season, will be here at Madison Square Garden January 4th, 5th, and 6th. We showcase the top 35 bull riders in the world. We have guys from Brazil, Australia, Canada, Mexico, and, of course, the United States. We all have the best guys in the whole world. We'll be competing for a championship here at the Madison Square Garden.
Sean, I really appreciate your time. Fascinating career and, like, a fascinating sport. I've loved every time I've gone. I've loved it. It's fantastic. I encourage people to go see it, especially if you're not familiar with it. I know you'll have a good time. Sean, great stuff. I appreciate your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You got it. Sean Willingham, professional bull rider on the circuit in New York City. At Madison Square Garden. Madison Square Garden's a cool place. It's pretty much had everything, including bull riding. Yeah, I went. I remember I hadn't gone. My wife was into it. She really loved it. And we were living out in Vegas, and a friend of ours gave us tickets. And, you know, at the time I was like, I don't know if I want to go. I don't know anything about this. I don't know. And then we went, and we had a great time. I mean, it was National Finals Rodeo, so we got to see all the other events, the cattle roping and the barrel riding and all that other stuff. But clearly the main event was the bull riding. Clearly the main event was
bull riding. Insanity.
It's unreal. It is unreal. And you get caught up in it. I mean, it's like, if you haven't ever gone, I'm telling you, you get caught up in it. Like he said, he knows exactly how long 8 seconds is.
Of course he does.
I don't, right? Like, I don't. So I think any moment he's going to die, right? He's going to get thrown from the – like, it's just – it's amazing how crazy that is. It's just – it really is. Like, you're on that thing, and you're like, it's got to be 8 seconds, right? It's got to be 8 seconds. And they have a little timer, and you look up, it's like, oh, my God, it's only six. And those next 2 seconds take forever. And then when they finally sound the horn that 8 seconds has gone off, it's not over. Like, the bull doesn't go, okay, man, you won. Sorry about that. All right, just get off my back now. I appreciate that.
Better luck next time.
Yeah, better luck next time. I'll get you next time, man. Appreciate it. Thank you. Have a good one. Yeah, you just take it easy getting off my... Yeah, yeah, thanks, man. Watch my foot. Appreciate it. No, the bull still goes... He's still a lunatic. It's still... You got to get off of that thing while it's still doing its... Doing its job. It's like winning a race, okay? It would be like winning a car race and your brakes are out. The fun is still going on after you cross the finish line, right? Like, you still have to maneuver that car.
Well, I think that's stop. And that to me is that usually ends up being more entertaining, because when he's riding the ball, I can't really see him shifting his weight, moving his body.
No, I can't do any of that.
Because
right.
All you're looking at is like, all you're thinking to your in your mind is like, this guy's going to fly pretty soon.
That's right.
But then it's the chaos afterwards that everyone's trying to gather the attention of the bull. They're just running around, and I'm like, you guys are suicidal.
Oh, he's suicidal. And man, like, I went to one where I swear the replay showed the bull landing on the guy's face, but it just missed. But the replay made it look like the bull had just landed, like, through his heel, through his foot, right on the guy's face. But then that wasn't the case, obviously, because he survived. He didn't die, but it came close. And then you start realizing that's too close for me. I wouldn't ever get back on one of those things if I realized that I was an inch or two away from having a 2-ton bull stomp its foot on my head.
Yeah, it just makes you wonder how many times their moms had to tweet out, yes, the blood flow is going
right?
through,
yes.
You know, or just say, you know, not even a certain body part, like, the blood is flowing again.
Right. Oh my gosh. They're a different breed, man. Those guys are a different breed.
I wish I think I could do it, but you know, like, when you brought up, you know, how do you start out, right? The first image I'm with in my mind, because, you know, we go to the Houston Rodeo here in Houston. They have mutton races.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They put these little kids on sheep.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, like, okay, these are future bull riders of America, yeah. Right here.
Yeah, I've never even been on a mechanical bull. Like, I've never even been on a mechanical bull that I've never
and
had.
And why
that.
Would you? Because there's usually some hot chick on top of it, and you're like, yeah, you're good.
No, yeah, I'm good. No, I'm not getting. Yeah,
you
exactly.
don't want
I'm
to put this
off.
Up there when after
nope,
that. Come on.
Not at all. Not at all.
That'd be an embarrassment.
Thanks to Sean Willingham for giving us an insight into the crazy world of bull riding. 800-777-2907. It is Tony D and Ron Culver. It's SB Nation Radio.